He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 333. We are definitely getting ready for the Consumer Electronics Show, which runs January 9th through, I think, the 14th in Las Vegas. And we have a lot of cool things going on there. Next week, I'll give you a full rundown. We're in the process right now of developing our schedule. In any event, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do try to answer all my emails, so let me hear from you. Today we have an interesting gadget. Let's take a quick peek at it right now. This is called the Jobby Grip Tight POV, Grip Tight POV. Very cool gadget, and it's very inexpensive, and a lot of versatility here. You're going to get a box, you're going to get a little guidebook here, and this does a lot of things, no question about it. First of all, it's a very flexible and well-built grip for your smartphone. Doesn't matter what kind of smartphone you have, but as you can see, the grip is pretty much flexible and rotatable. They have a very nice lock here, and what this is for is when you push this back, you're actually able to slide this, and it's not a spring, okay? This slides on a slider, and whatever size phone you have, this will just nicely fit in there like so, and then you're gonna push the grip down, and then in the back here, you're just gonna lock it like that. And that's pretty much it, and that is not gonna go anywhere. That's in there really solid. So it makes a very nice little desk stand if you wanna put it on its side like that. So if you're watching a movie on a plane or whatever, you can use it for that, and it works real well. The other thing that I'll call your attention to is this screw mount here, right here, is actually the same mount as they use for all the GoPro products. So you're basically gonna just take this screw out if you so desire, and now you have two units that will work very well, as you can see here, with any GoPro device. And the slots are exactly the same, so now you can actually fit this directly on the GoPro mount for your camera, and now you have a very nice grip for that. And also, putting this back and forth together is pretty easy because it's a GoPro type mount, if you will. These are just going to go back in like that. You're going to take the familiar tightening screw and just turn it in there, and now you have the ability once again to use the handle on this device and just screw that in and pretty much put it wherever you want and then lock that tight in place. Now the other thing that this have, which is really nice, is a remote control button that's Bluetooth. So let's take a look at that on camera too. And this is the actual button right here, and this slides out like so, and this will connect to any Bluetooth. So whatever smartphone you have, I'm sure it's Bluetooth capable, and you'll just marry this. It takes 1 second, and you'll see the Jobby app come right up once you try to pair this with Bluetooth. And by clicking this button, you can take photographs and or videos, whatever you want to trigger. You can keep this in your hand and in your pocket, and this works for about 20-25 feet, which is considerable. So now you can take selfies if you want, or do videos and use this remotely. Or what's real nice about this is on the top, it has two hot shoe mounts, one here, and then I'll fold this back, and one here at the bottom. So you get one here and one here. Let's take a look at camera two. And right here, you'll see one of the mounts, and this actually will slide out. It's a hot shoe mount. So this piece slides out, and or it slides back in, whatever you want. A lot of functionality here. And what this mount will do is if you have a microphone or any other device, a flash, whatever it may be, a light that you want to use when you're operating this device, this hot shoe will allow you to slip that in. And this stays in pretty good. There's little locks here that snap in, so that's very good. Also, you have the ability now to take this button, your on and off button, if you will, and slide it on the bottom like so. So it's a very clever device. It works quite well. And it really holds the smartphone in there. It's not going to go anywhere. It's well made too. So when you lock this locking gear, this lever in place, this phone is not going to slip whatsoever. So again, it's called the Grip Tight POV Kit. And what this will do is again hold your camera in place. All kinds of applications for that. If we take a look at Amazon, this sells anywhere from $27.33 all the way up to, if you want to spend the full $43, you can do that too. So clearly, Prime has a variety of resellers, or you could find it anywhere else on the internet. But definitely a real handy gadget, and I definitely do like this and recommend it. All right, now for some interesting news of the day, and this is really very cool, and I hope it's for real, but the U.S. is testing a microwave weapon to stop North Korean missiles. That's right, microwave of all things. But the U.S. is developing a weapon with microwave technology, and according to an NBC report, this weapon, which is still under development, could be put on a cruise missile and shot at the enemy from a B-52 bomber. It's designed to use microwaves to target enemy military facilities and destroy all electronic systems like computers that control their missiles. The weapon itself won't damage the buildings or cause casualties. So if that works, wow, that's really, really cool. And whoever's behind that, you know, I tip my hat to you. Wow, very, very cool. No question about it. This is some disturbing news from the folks in California. But California unexpectedly releases guidelines on cell phones and health risks. And they've been monitoring this for quite some time. Here's the article. I'll put it in the show notes. And you can actually listen to this little minute 34 second broadcast about why cell phones are now considered to be you should use them cautiously, especially around little kids. I've always felt that there's a lot of radiation and bad stuff coming out of phones, and with infants and little kids, their brains aren't fully developed. It's dangerous stuff. How dangerous it is, I just don't know. They kind of sweep this under the table because no one wants to give up their smartphone. You just get so used to the convenience of the technology. I mean, if you think about it, you know, in my lifetime, there's been two significantly major game changers in terms of technology. One was certainly the internet, and two certainly was the smartphone, and it's like you can't live without it. So I wonder what would happen if indeed these reports are true, and it turns out that the phones are causing all kinds of bad diseases and stuff. If people would stop using it, I don't know. In any event, here's the article. You can browse it yourself, and pretty scary stuff. Here's a really cool gadget. I don't have this gadget. I might get it, but it's called Huddy. And last week I was driving one of my friend's cars, and they had this device built into the car that would actually project up onto the windshield, and you can see everything that's available on the dash, how many miles an hour you were going, gasoline, all kinds of gauges, and it was really nice, especially at night. So here's a gadget that actually does the same thing, but as you can see here, it actually projects it on a little screen. So what happens is you actually have a cell phone holder where you put your cell phone. It's on the dash of the car, of course, and then it shines up. It projects into this little screen. Now, the one I saw in the car actually projected up onto the windshield, which was nice. If you look on Amazon, this is $15. Pretty cheap, no question about it. Pretty cheap for what it's going to do. I don't know how good it is or if it's really annoying to look down at it or whatever in terms of the size. But for $15, it's probably worth a shot. What's nice about it is you can see the GPS information without looking down on your small smartphone. Now, the other thing that I'm looking at this particular gadget is, you know, the screen that it's on isn't that much bigger than the cell phone. So I'm not sure that that's really what I would want, but I'm sure they make some type of gadget that projects this whole thing up on the windshield like the car did. It was really nice, and I have to look into that more. I'm sure it's not $15, but really cool technology. Also, the airplane pilots, I know, use that technology where they'll actually project onto their windshield or onto different parts of the plane so they can read their gauges. Great concept, and I'll have to look around. Apps of the day. Well, here we go. This is called City Maps To Go Pro. This is a great, I mean a really great app. This used to sell for $9.50. They're running it on sale for free right now. If you can grab this for free, do that. What I like about this is if you are doing any traveling to an area that you don't know, and even an area that you do know, this will download locally onto your smartphone everything that there is to do, travel blogs, destination maps, all kinds of things, organizational lists, and color code the places that you want to go, and it has detailed information how to get there, so it's like a GPS. What's nice about this app is I drove to New York once, and I used my GPS to go the whole way from Rhode Island to New York, and the GPS worked flawlessly. Once I got into New York City, however, the GPS went on the fritz, not because it was broken, but I didn't realize that the buildings are so tall in New York City, it blocks the satellites from penetrating the GPS. So it may be better with the smartphone, I don't know, but when I had my GPS only, the remote one, it gave me a lot of problems. What I like about this app is you don't really need the GPS to be, quote, live. All the information is downloaded locally, and it also gives you a variety of different languages to use, so that's pretty cool. All right, our next app is called OnTimer, Your Life on Time. What's nice about this app, excuse me, is that it will give you two timers on the free version. If you want more than two timers, you can buy the pro version, which is pretty cheap. But the pro version was actually free at BGR.com this week, and I downloaded it. I like timer apps. When I interview people, this one's great because I have two timers running. One will count down the time, and one will count up the time. Very handy, and one of the better timer apps that are out there. And again, these apps are right now all for the iOS operating system. This one is called i2Reader. This one I really like. Right now it's free, i2Reader. This supports pretty much every type of format for reading that is out there. This will just instantaneously suck in an EPUB, which is DRM free. You don't have to worry about that. A PDF, an RTF, HTML, FB2, MOBI, DOC, you get it. Anything that you put on your phone, you'll instantly be able to read this. You have all kinds of auto-scroll apps that are available within this app. You can highlight things, you can save things, and if you're looking for a really good, inexpensive, because it's free, reader, this one is definitely the one that you want to go with. Really nice, very easy to use. I just give this 5 stars out of 5 stars. It's very good. All right. Let's take a look at some apps now that are for the Android operating system. Did you ever use a launcher? There's a million launchers out there, and for whatever reason, the Android operating system, it loves these launchers, but this one is called the KISS Launcher. I like this one because it's probably KISS, keep it simple, stupid, and that's what this actually does. You're able to take whatever apps you use the most and actually put them in a line, as you can see here, put them in order, and then you can just scroll down your phone and hit whatever app it is that you want to start. A very nice launcher. It uses very little resources in its operation, and probably one of the better apps for launching out there, at least in my opinion, for the Droid operating system. Now, this next app, I don't know if they make it available for the iOS yet, but I have to do some checking. I didn't have time. But this one is really, really cool. It's called Science Journal, and this one is really awesome. What this allows you to do, this app, is it will act as a notebook and keep, you know, notes, accurate notes on if you're developing an app. But more than that, this allows you to access all the sensors that are in your smartphone. And, you know, when you think about it, there's a lot in there. This app will allow you to program and use your phone to measure all kinds of graphic phenomena. You can measure light, sound, motion, connect to external sources via Bluetooth, which is great. It allows you to couple things to Bluetooth. And it's really cool. You can do acceleration, air pressure, pretty much anything that the phone has built into it in terms of sensory perception you have access to. What's also nice about this is it will save everything that you're doing in a CSV file. So if anybody's done any programming out there and you go through all these steps to make this thing functional and to integrate with the sensors, now you have the ability to click a button and it will save this all as a CSV file, which, as we know, can import to all kinds of Excel spreadsheets and so on and so forth. But very, very nice app. You can also use this to document things and take pictures automatically, however you set it up. So if you're into science and building your own apps, if you want a real easy one and a very nice one to start off with, if you have the Droid system, you're in luck because you can get this Science Journal app for 100% free. And now, last but certainly not least, the last app for the Droid that I'll talk about today is the Calculator app. This Calculator app is one of the best ones out there. It's totally free. It's been revised many, many times, and I frequently get email, hey Gadget Professor, what's a free, of course, or very free or very cheap app for calculators? And this one is great. It's put out by Google. It's called Calculator, and you can do the basic things: add, subtract, divide, multiply. But it also lets you do a lot of trigonometric functions. It will let you do a lot of exponential functions and logarithm types of things, and it's very good. One of the things that I really like about this app is that it works with Android Wear, so if you have a watch, this will integrate flawlessly with it. Very, very nice. Trust me on that one. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. Certainly stay tuned to our next episode. That will be 334, where I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going to be coming down the pike real soon at the Consumer Electronics Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everyone next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.